212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Yesterday was National Simultaneous Story Time, Jules.
It was. And we were so lucky to be chosen as guest readers for yesterday here in Bunbury.
It was very cool. It was on at the library down here in Bunbury, at Anzac Park there.
Now, I'm going to lie, I was a little bit shook when they were like, oh, yes, we'd love for Jesse and Jules to come down and read. And I'm like,
I haven't seen you so nervous in a long time.
Well, I was like, have they heard me on air? You know, can barely really, string a sentence together.
Really want to put you in front of a bunch of three-year-olds.
I was nervous beyond belief because kids are the most judgmental.
There's no polite laugh.
Humans on this planet, they can't. They don't know how to fake laugh.
No,
right? They don't Whereas care adults, about your feelings.
Adults will give you that. Oh, yeah. Good on you, mate.
Kids, no, you can't
it's
make
just
them
a
laugh.
Blank stare.
Which I got a lot of yesterday, I
believe. Both did. But one moment I wanted to share with everyone, which kind of showed me that you do have a little bit of a knack for children's entertaining, is your working of Cardi B in.
Every time I say how hot I want you to go,
okay.
If you can't hear, she said, every time I say alpaca in this story, I want you to go, akrrr.
Now, just before I
Kids
did that,
it.
Right, I did ask the children, who are ranging from ages 0 to about 6 years old, if they knew what the sound an alpaca makes. Now, no one knew, and neither did I. And I was left there, and the only sound that came out of my mouth was a krrrr.
And all the kids were like, what?
Yeah, and
what
then
a weird animal.
And then I said, okay, everyone do it after 3. And all the little kids are going,
it was
now,
adorable.
I do just have to apologise to all the parents out there that now have a 3-year-old or 4-year-old at home walking around the house going, thinking that's an alpaca. I'm sorry. However, oh, so cute.
But because of your, you know, how you just jumped into this situation and you just really put all of you into it.
Yeah.
It was really good to see.
Was
I
it?
Think you have a talent for it.
Well, now that it's done and dusted, I'm like, you know what? Side hustle.
Right. So I want to put you to the test this morning. I've got 3 headlines for you. I've gone through the news this morning. I found the most boring stories, the most ridiculously boring stories.
Right.
And I think your entertaining is so good that you can make these stories interesting.
Because I do put on a voice.
You do. Absolutely, you do.
I did put a voice on yesterday.
Give us the title of the book that you read in your voice.
Alpacas with maracas.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
We're getting a bit of a vibe here.
This guy is called Macca, and he is an alpaca.
See, I don't care about Macca the alpaca, but I do care when you read it that way. So,
okay.
With the first headline, make me interested.
Of course it's politics. Who is the probable new Labor leader? Oh, my gosh. Who do you think it is?
I don't know. But I want you to tell me.
Okay. Next headline. Cracks are starting to emerge in first home buyer scheme.
Oh, housing. Very boring.
Who lives in a house?
But now I'm interested.
Okay, next one. Kendall Jenner on modelling and coming from a name and keeping her relationship private.
And you've lost me.
Who knows who Kendall Jenner is? And do you know the sound she makes? No? Okay, it sounds like this. No matter what you do, always resort to Cardi B and that sound.
It's the only thing keeping me interested in the Jenners. I was like, this is the most boring story going around.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.